Thanks for listening to another message from Life Christian Church. We hope it challenges and encourages you and helps you to grow in your faith. Don't forget, download our app to stay up to date with what's going on at Life, share your prayer requests or pray for others, read the Bible online and much, much more. Simply search for Life Christian Church in your app store.
All right, I'm going to just get you to put your attention onto the screens because I've got a few things to organise up here, and then once you've watched that, we'll keep going. So thanks, Bev.
Mops has helped me to realise that there is no normal when it comes to children, that they're all unique and different, and as mothers, we are the same.
I like coming and being with different people and meeting new people and doing something fun and different that I wouldn't normally do.
I think Mops has helped me look outside myself as a mum, so it definitely celebrates motherhood and being mums, but also being women as well, so it's helped me with ideas and tips and tricks, and just I think the whole culture of it is about women and not just being a mum.
I love Mops just coming together with other women and just talking about life and doing life together.
I love Mops because there's other mums that are like me and I feel a little bit more normal.
I really like that I've got 2 hours where it's a bit of a break, and I think as a mum you kind of always giving out, and Mops is the time you can just sit down and someone else provides morning tea for you. And I really like the break.
Things that as soon as you walk in the door, someone is there to give you a big smile, and it's just so encouraging, you know, that you've got there and they're happy to see.
Mops has helped me to feel more involved in the community because we moved up here from a different location a couple of years ago, so it was just a place to come and meet different people.
I think Mops has kind of shaped different areas of my motherhood journey. The different guest speakers that come along you learn from, and then I guess you kind of implement things that you learn from Mops into your mother journey.
Mops has shaped me as a mother. It's helped me to relax and realise that I'm doing okay.
I think it's shaped my mothering through the people I've gotten to know. So the friends that I've had, like, will give each other ideas. If you're really stuck with something, just someone else saying, have you ever tried blah, 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 and then it works. So it's been definitely helpful in that area.
Mops has helped and shaped me by just becoming more confident in being a first-time mother and just being able to build into other people's lives.
I love coming to Mops because it's a great way of connecting to women the same age and stage as you. So often with kids the same age, they can play together. I've gotten to know a lot of friends through Mops and we're still friends now.
I think Mops has been a real help over the years. So I've been coming for a few years, and I think sometimes I have come to Mops where I might have been struggling through something, and I know that it's a safe place and I can just come and break down if I need to, or talk to people, and then now I feel like I've kind of got through those hard times, and so now I can encourage other people, and it's been a real help over that time.
My fondest memory from Mops is the day my grandfather passed away. Was a Mops morning, and Hannah, our leader here, brought me in a bunch of flowers, and it just made me feel so loved.
Mops has helped me to meet other mums and to be able to talk to them about their parenting and what they're going through, and realise that not every day is good, but there's lots of fun in it.
So when we first started coming to Mops, Eleanor really hated it, and then on the third time she loved it, and I realised that we could literally accomplish anything if we just stick at it, so I love Mops for that reason.
I like coming to Mops because it's a great opportunity to meet other mums that are in the same phase of life as me, and it just gets me out of the house every 2 weeks.
And we feel blessed every time we come to Mops.
Everyone, because I look forward to Mops so much. It's really the highlight of my fortnight.
So how good is that? When Pastor Pete asked me to celebrate Mops this morning, I thought this video was perfect. It's actually been developed by Ruth Overton for MOPS Australia, and it's a promotional video that's shown to churches all over the country. But the exciting thing is that all of those mums are Ulverston mums, and there were Christian mums and non-Christian mums in that video, and it just really gives you a sense of how much MOPS means to them and how it kind of speaks into their world. So yeah, I was pretty excited about that. I actually cried the first time I saw that, so but I'm not going to cry today. I am known to cry, but today I'm going to keep it together. So for those of you who just watched that and thought, what is MOPS? It actually stands for Mothers of Preschoolers, and it's an organisation that supports local churches all around the world in running a program that focuses on mums with young children. Mums bring their children, who are cared for by an amazing team of carers, while the MOPS team, who are also mothers of young children, just bless and encourage the women who attend. Now, Life Christian Church started their MOPS group 11 years ago under the amazing leadership of Pastor Rose. And since then, it's not only been an outreach of this church, but it's also been a place where leadership has grown, nurtured, and flourished. Life Christian Church has an amazing MOPS group. I know I'm probably biased, but we're pretty good. We touch a bunch of mums from the community and their families. And we also have Ruth Overton and Megan Burton on the National MOPS team, Amelia Shepherd on the MOPS TAS State team, and Pastor Peter on the MOPS Australia board. Now, before I get started, I just want to acknowledge and thank you, Church, for the commitment that so many of you have had for MOPS over the years. So could you please stand up if you've ever touched MOPS, if you have been to MOPS, if you've been on team, if you've been a carer, if you've been a husband of a team member, if you've helped at a mummy maid at market, if you've cooked, prayed, been a guest speaker, helped set up, or in Phil's case, carried in morning tea supplies. So please stand up if... let's just give everyone a round of applause. Thank you. It really does take commitment and dedication to make MOPS happen every fortnight. And I know that so many people, that would only be just a small representation of how many people from this church have actually touched the ministry. So without the support, MOPS just wouldn't happen the way it does here at Life. So if you're interested in helping out in any way, please just come and chat to me after the service. Anyway, as I prepared for this morning, I just sat back and reflected on my own personal MOPS journey. And I wondered, how in the world do I make this relevant to all of you? Because we're obviously not all mums of young children. So in order to get my message across today, I needed a helper. And on Friday, I rang George and I said, George, can you help me on Sunday? I'm not going to tell you what I need you to do. And he just said yes. So he's actually being really brave because he has no idea. He's just going to come up and sit on this stool. You can come now, George. Oh, you can, no, face out. Yeah. All right. You comfy? He's being so brave because I said to him I'd be nice and that he didn't have to speak. So you can speak if you want to, but otherwise you've said enough. Good job with the voiceover as well. Yeah. So I'm going to have a few props. So just excuse me while I pick things up and move around. Actually, last time I spoke, I hopped off the stage and afterwards Abe said to me, could I just give you a little pointer? And I was like, oh, do I really want you to give me a pointer? And he just critiqued me on my microphone technique. So if I don't get it right, I'm sorry. You could try pointing or something and I'll try fix it up. But anyway, you'd think I'd know being married to a guy that records voiceovers. But anyway. All right, George, I just need you to sit here and draw on your inner mum. I'm sure there's some in there. So you are... You're 31, yep, and you're a mum, and you're tired. You're really tired. You haven't actually had a solid night's sleep in over 3 years. You're heading to your local MOPS group this morning and you've been trying to get the kids organised. You don't want to run late because you always, always run late. Everywhere you go, you run late. And you want this morning to be different. You manage to eat. Just get you a your eldest child's crust for breakfast. You don't actually have to eat that. You, just let me find your baby in here. You need to go grocery shopping after MOPS as well. Just keep that in there. Don't forget. Your youngest child, who's here, has done a poo, right, in his nappy. And your middle child just drew with this red texter a beautiful picture of you on the dining room wall. So you just hold that. You've changed the nappy. Here it is. Changed the nappy. And you throw it out the front door, thinking to yourself, I'll put that in the wheelie bin when I head out the door. And then you go, right, you've dressed the kids and you mentally run through everything you're going to need to bring with you this morning. Okay? So you're going to need the nappy bag. Just hook that there. You're going to need the food bag and your handbag. You are going to need this cup of coffee because if you don't drink this, honestly, nothing else is going to happen. Here's the toy bag. You're right. And the spare clothes bag because you never know what could happen. Right. Here's the shopping list. And now we have to bring our own shopping bags as well because there's no plastic. So just put that there. Right. I don't think we've forgotten anything. Oh, that's okay. So you've got the baby. Oh, this is right. This is the toddler. Just sit him there. And your eldest child, you'll have to grab them as well. And at the moment, you've had a mental blank and forgotten their name, but it will come back to you. It's all right. So you open the front door and you yell, please, get in the car. And that's probably actually a bit nicer than how you would have actually done it, but that's all right. Your toddler, this one here, like he's got boots on, runs outside and does several laps of the front yard through the wet, dewy grass. Unbeknownst to you, the dog, who was supposed to be in the backyard, was actually in the front yard. And you think to yourself, I threw that nappy out there a little while ago. And you look out at the front yard and there's a pooey nappy just spread out all over the front yard. And you look into the car and you notice that your toddler's now in the car, doing laps in the car. And you start connecting the dots. You realise that he has run through wet, poopy grass and he's now inside your car, loose, just running. So what you do is you just take a really deep breath. You roll your eyes at the dog. I'm good at rolling my eyes. You clean the car, you clean the toddler, you buckle the kids in, you look at the clock and you're late, and you sit there and wonder, where are my car keys? And once you hit the road and you're driving, you start thinking. And this is potentially what could run through your mind. I'm useless. I'm unorganised. I can't seem to get anything right. I must be the worst mum that ever existed. I can't do this. I'm going to fail my kids. I can't remember the last time I actually paid any attention to my husband. What are we going to eat for dinner tonight? Will I ever sleep again? I'm scared. Who am I? What do I actually want to do with my life? Are everyone's kids as crazy as mine? Was I supposed to call my mum back? I forgot the pram. I hope the dog's got a drink of water. Did I brush my teeth? I think you get the picture. So, George, you can just drop all this. And head back to your seat if you'd like to. Oh, thank you. Let's give him a clap. Thank you, George. And George, can you just catch that? Don't forget to put it in the wheelie bin this time, because the baby did another poo. All right. So every MOPS morning, we can see anywhere between 20 and 30 mums and their kids. Mums who have a personal relationship with Jesus and mums who don't. Mums who have had blissfully calm mornings and mums who haven't. And no matter what happens in their world, whatever happened that morning or the night before or the day before, at MOPS there is always a smiling, welcoming face at the front door and another lady who's ready to help carry a bag or nurse a baby. MOPS is a place where we can speak against the self-talk that consumes the minds of the ladies who come. It's a place where we can shine the light of God inside of us, and it's a place where we can redefine the women as precious daughters of an all-powerful, loving, heavenly Father. And there are so many different ways that we do this. We choose different speakers to come and share with the mums. We have welcomers. We have amazing morning teas that Norma helps prepare. We have just a sense of community, discussion, just general chatter. There's mentors. There's creative activities. And because of an amazing team of carers, the mums actually get some child-free time. Now, I know just over the last few minutes, as I was sharing what might pass through the mind of a mum, it might not actually relate to you. But unless you're really different to me, I'm pretty sure that there are times where your own mind becomes filled with lies and negative thoughts instead of truth. So often in this world, the situations of our life yell so much louder than our identity in Christ. And it's in these times that we need reminders to help us stand in the truth of who we are. And I just love how last Sunday Pastor Pete and Pastor Dan anointed us with oil. And it was just the most amazing reminder that we are different. We are set apart because of Jesus. And that's a truth that we have to cling to every single day. So I'm just going to share 3 points. And these are just some things that I've learnt and I'm learning on my journey. And so the first one is, what do you tell yourself? When George was up here, you saw a glimpse into what my self-talk can look like sometimes. And to be honest, that wasn't even the worst of it. On days when those thoughts are flying around out of control, you have to grab a hold of truth. I'm really blessed to have some amazing, wise ladies in my world, and they keep telling me, Hannah, you have to know who you are in Christ. Because of this, I've dedicated a page in the back of my journal, which is full of things that God says about me. Sometimes I speak these truths over myself, and I go into battle against the lies that I can find myself pondering upon. Now, at MOPS, we like to keep it real, and when I was writing this, I just didn't know how else to do it by just keeping it real. So if you're happy, I'm going to quickly read out that page in the back of my journal. And as I do that, I just encourage you to just let the words wash over you, because these are not just my truths. These are truths and promises that God has freely given to us all. So in Christ, we are hidden in his strength. We are full of hope. We are held, sheltered, and shielded. We are empowered by the Holy Spirit. We are protected, and his arms of love wrap around us. We are fearless. We have a glorious hero, and we are full of life. We are a friend of God. We are loved. We are free. We are recreated. We are simple, turning to wise. We are daughters and sons. We are friends. We are victorious. We are citizens of heaven. And we are from God's kingdom, which is unshakable. We have a truth that will never leave us and will remain forever. We are passionately loved. We have a destiny. We are confident. We are chosen. We are helped. We are favored. We are cared for. We are prepared. We are courageous. And we have a perfect hiding place. And this one's one of my favorite. We are strong. And Jeremiah 1:18 says, we are a fortified city, an iron pillar, a bronze wall. It's all because of Jesus. My second point is, God uses us where we are. The MOPS team is a group of mums with young children. We're often exhausted, and I know lots of us barely get any alone time. Yet God uses us. He qualifies us. His overflow in our lives touches the ladies from the community in ways that we'll probably never understand. So no matter how ugly your past is or how big the challenges you face are, God can use you now. He looks at you and he sees the plans and purpose he had laid out for your life. He sees you as he created you, faultless and holy because of Jesus. Ephesians 1:3 says, even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. And my final point is, worship is a weapon. Some days when the self-talk gets really loud, you can feel like you're in a war. And this is when worship can be used like a weapon. How good is that song we just sang, This Is How We Fight Our Battles? It's such a simple song, but it's all it's saying is turn your eyes to Jesus, get lost in his love, cast all your cares, all your battles, all your trials at his feet, surrender everything and praise him for his greatness. Psalms 18:34 in the Passion Translation says, you've trained me with weapons of warfare worship. Now I'll descend into battle with power to chase and conquer my foes. So on a bad day, turn up the worship music. Let praise wash over you. We often think that the battles and the foes in our lives are the big, ugly challenges and difficulties. But I'm discovering that as you surrender everything to Jesus, even your thoughts, your battles are pulled into perspective. Some of our biggest battles are often the things that we think are small. Sometimes just a shift in attitude or an increase in faith and trust can make a situation that seemed impossible less daunting. And sometimes the impossible situations might not have even changed yet, but because of a shift in how you rest in God, he has begun a healing work. So as I wrap up, I just want to say, you are not defined by what you do or what has and what will happen to you. Your identity is in Jesus, and Jesus is in the business of looking after hearts and minds.